Welcome to the Raycast, episode 33. And the big news for today, what is everybody talking about? Or at least in the Anchor community, we're talking about the acquisition of Anchor by Spotify. How about that? You know, it certainly is big news for Anchor. That Anchor is moving in a positive direction, but I was not surprised, and I'll tell you why. Back when Anchor first showed up on the scene, I jumped on the platform. I thought it was great. It was a very small community. You know, we would log on, say what's on our minds, and interact with the community. It was a very small community at the time. And a year or so later, they rebranded themselves into what became known as Anchor 2.0, where it was packed with features. It became somewhat of a podcasting platform rather than a community of like-minded people just sharing and interacting with one another. Even though when it became a podcasting platform, the element of interacting with others still remained, but a lot of people were upset. You know, they preferred the small community, etc., etc. But at the time, being a businessman, I analyzed the situation. I said to myself, Anchor has a greater mission in mind. As you know, most companies have a mission statement. I don't know exactly what Anchor's mission statement was, but I suspect it was to become one of the best podcasting platforms in the world, to bring the podcasting community together in such a way to make it so much easier to podcast. And in doing so, they could align themselves with like-minded companies. So fast forward to today, this is what you're seeing. Spotify is a great audio company, of course, and their mission sort of aligned, and I think that's why Spotify decided to acquire Anchor. It can only get better from here, as the masses have the ability now to, I mean, Anchor is going to be exposed to 200 million subscribers. It can only get better. And I can imagine the technology that's going to be available to us, the end user, moving forward. So it's interesting news for Anchor, for Spotify, and for the Anchor community, the podcasters. I think everybody wins in this situation, and it's going to be interesting to see moving forward what happens, what we get, and how they decide to perhaps monetize and become a better podcasting platform. But I think that's the bottom line. It can only get better from here moving forward. The Raycast, episode 33. I haven't been around for a while. I've been so busy with it. Oh, in January, I did a running challenge where I ran every day in the month of January. That was the most brutal thing I've ever done in my life, physically. But it taught me a lot about myself. It made me stronger, and especially the fact that I did it in the morning. I woke up every morning at 6 a.m. and went out for a run. I had to run at least 1 mile every day in the month of January. I accomplished it, and it was just a life-changing experience. Anything that you do, whatever you decide to do, if you do it consistently, will always bring some type of value to your life, and I definitely recommend it. Do something consistently, daily, something positive, and it will bring value to your life. Thanks for listening. This is Ray, the Raycast. Today is February 6th, 2019. Catch you later.
Hey, Ria, what's going on, man? Good information that you just presented. I'm up to mind with this acquisition by Spotify. On one hand, because we were here from the beginning, it actually is exciting because it's almost like we help, even though we don't get a cut of this, but we sort of helped, maybe help them figure out what they should do with the platform next. And being that I was a podcaster, I was happy they went in that direction. But right now, podcasting is open, and I feel it'll stay open. But companies like Spotify would love to have things behind their walled garden. Yes, they do have free users right now, and with the Gimlet acquisition, they're going to keep the current shows free, but future shows may not be free. So I could potentially see a future where Spotify decides that they are going to fork the podcasting directory, which is currently an open directory that Apple presented to us, right? And if there ever is a forking of this directory, we could have a takeover, and podcasting will no longer be the open and free network that we have known it to be up to this point. It potentially could see itself becoming something that you sort of have to jump through hoops to do. Anchor made it easier. Spotify may make it slightly harder because they want the money. I don't blame them.
Hello, Clay. Thanks for your messages. You bring up two very interesting points. I'm going to start with the first. The first one, I'm glad you brought it up because I've been thinking about it. I've been thinking that we helped bring Anchor to where it is today. No question about it. We, the users, throughout the years, they've been studying us. We've been the guinea pigs, so to speak. And they've been watching what we do, what we like, how we do it. For example, I remember some of us started using background music to our podcasting before Anchor introduced the ability to add background music to your podcast. And that's one thing that I think we helped them kind of figure might be something that the masses would like. So they brought it up. They brought it up, they added it as a feature, and we've been using it ever since. And so we should give ourselves a pat in the back, even though we're not getting any money for this. But we've said all along that we were the product as the end user, and plus, without us, they would not have been where they are today, because there's been other podcasting platforms that did not make it. And the reason they didn't make it is because they couldn't attract people to the platform, enough people to the platform to make it something that could be monetized or make it viable. So there, that was your first point. The second point you bring up is how the competition for podcasting is going to develop moving forward. Now I know, for example, Spotify is in competition with Apple. Apple also has Apple Podcasts. So that's going to be interesting to see how Apple responds. But as far as podcasting being closed or being more difficult for the average person to access or to create a podcast, I think that may not happen because I don't think Spotify would do that because I think the podcasting community would revolt because podcasting has been around now for over a decade, and it's been a free platform. So I don't think people would allow a company to just kind of close it off to easy access. So that remains to be seen. So we'll see how that develops. And plus, there are some other platforms, like I can think of Lemur, for example, that's free, that's similar to Anchor One. Right now, a lot of people have been gravitating to. There's Ence, Ense, And there's a few other small ones that are out there where people can go and create podcasts, although they're not as large as Anchor became. There's still the ability to for podcast creation by the average person, even with this Spotify acquisition. But again, this Spotify acquisition is definitely something to look forward to see how they will recreate the medium, if that's their intention. But thanks again. Great points. I'll talk to you soon.